Blog Talk Radio.
Saw my last note was there saying 0-2, down 0-2, and not even on the air. Yeah. So at least we were at least missing from then on.
What do you think of it? Come on, you have to give me some thoughts, and then we'll get to the call. I want thoughts first.
On the playoffs?
Yeah.
Well,
Come to a crashing, disappointing end.
As a matter of fact, we should have been playing last Friday. We were right there. This series right here is showing that the Cavs are – it's the Celtics that we have to worry about.
No, come on. The transitive property doesn't work in sports like that. Just because A happens,
yeah,
B will to C, you know.
Sometimes it does happen. What I'm saying is we were right there with the Celtics. We didn't get it done.
The Cavs might win the next two. You really have no idea what they're going to do, though. So –
well, we had them, though. That's what I'm saying. But
I know.
We didn't get it done at the end of the games. You know, we're going to get into this. We need to get Grand on the line. He's at home.
He's big.
Get him on the line. Now we're going to start dissecting this play.
Dissect. Go ahead. Dissect.
All right. Here we go. 76ers. I had the occasion this week to sit with Jimmy Lynam for 45 minutes. We were out visiting.
Yes,
Father
I know
Green.
You did. I don't know where that was. You'll have to tell me where you saw the coach.
Well,
I know you saw the
I'll
coach.
Tell you later. But he said that Embiid's footwork around the basket has to get better. He said that Simmons, when they tie him up around
true.
The basket, he said when Simmons drives to the basket around the basket and they tie him up, he needs to work on his footwork. He needs to work on his mid-range jump shot, obviously. And it looks to me as an observer that Boston was way, way hungrier than the Sixers. The Sixers did not rebound, which previously they were really good at rebounding the basketball. And Boston wanted that series more than the Sixers did. And Embiid at the end of the series, you know what he said? You know what he said?
What?
He said, we were overconfident. We thought we would handle the Celtics easily. And they simply outplayed us. And plus,
well, they did outplay us.
Boston outcoached Philadelphia. The coach outcoached us. Don't you think?
He was severely outcoached, and that's something you got to reckon with, because he was grievously outcoached every single game in the series. Yeah.
You know, played great the whole series, and people aren't talking about it. Is Dario Saric? He played great.
Yeah, I know, Dario really did. He brought it every night. He was putting in long bombs. He's a very versatile guy, and it helped him during that series.
I think I heard one of the broadcasters saying the best thing that happened to the Sixers is losing, because then they'll go home and realize they're not great and really work their brains out all summer at getting better. And hopefully Simmons, as great as he is right now, he can really become good if he starts to shoot the basketball better. And if he works on his moves. You know what the kid taught me? McCollum, was that his name, McCollum?
What
he taught me is when
TJ, what did TJ teach?
He taught me when he gets in the game, what did he do? He drove to the basket and shot the basketball. and everybody else is trying to make those cute, pretty passes, this, that, and the other thing. Go to the hole. Watch LeBron James.
Yes.
He goes to the basket. And it's a very simple theory.
He does do that. Well,
yeah.
I know that's the way you love the game to be played, and that's exactly what Boston did, and that's why they beat it. And they did to be like, thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, and go Phillies, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Very soon, thank you.
2:15
today, yes. And a clear forecast. I don't think there's any threat of rain. You can look that up.
No. In St. Louis, I don't want to look it up. I'm optimistic we're going to get this game in. Give us something to do today.
The All-Star game, is it officially whacked yet?
It's whacked for today. Yeah, we got 21-11. Last four digits,
Christopher, go ahead. What's up? Quickly.
Hey, Jim, it's John from Devin. How's it going?
I like quick. Hello, what's up?
Good. Uh-uh. All right, I just want to kind of piggyback on with the last caller, another Sixers call here. So if you're Frank,
okay.
I was kind of frustrated in the way the season ended. Kind of get your hopes up. But the future's still pretty bright, but it's like we're going to be chasing Boston the next 5 to 10 years. I think Boston's going to get Irving back.
I think that's something you got to think about. But obviously there's going to be a lot of change on both teams in the summer. I do believe it.
Yeah. Let's say if you're Brian Colangelo, give me your blueprint for what are you going to do to make the Sixers better this offseason? What would you do? Would you
bring in LeBron? No, I think you have to go for a superstar and see where that gets you. I think it is. I really do think you have to go for a superstar, try to convince them that you have the pieces to win now. I don't know if it will be LeBron or not. I still sort of don't think so, but if it is great, if it's Paul George,
you would take LeBron if he wanted to come here? No question.
Yeah, if it's Kawhi, great. I just think it's got to be one of them.
What do you think what do you think the pieces they'd have to throw in to get Kawhi? What do you think it would take to pull him from the first?
Well, I think it's definitely going to take Fultz. It's going to take a Dario and probably a pick in Covington, I would say. That's four things.
Maybe
but
like that,
I think
that number 10 pick, do you think?
I think definitely that would have to be a part of it, 100%.
Yeah. Do you think, what do you do with Redick? Do you bring him back?
Well, I guess we'll have to find out what rate he will take. I think he'll take, maybe closer to 10.
Oh,
I don't care what you think, guys, because he's got no relevant information.
Yes, I do.
He's a cantor.
The president of the camp.
No, he doesn't know anything.
He said...
Who's a cancer? Redick?
But I think if he doesn't come back, you could get someone like KCP or insert shooter here for less value that could play that role. So
what's Redick making this year? It was like what, $22 million or something, I think? It was a pretty,
23
high contract.
Pretty high.
And then let's say they keep the number 10 pick. Who do you like? Who would you take there? Do you go Michael Bridges?
I think the Bridges got to be in play. Other people, Michael Porter will probably be gone, but he has to be in play. So there's a couple instant people that will help you instantly that have to be in play.
Yeah. And let's say you go after LeBron. He turns you down. Not really sure what's happening with Kawhi. Would you go all in on Paul George? Do you think he'd be a good fit?
Because he's going to be someone that's going to make a tangible instant difference on the floor. So I do think so.
Yeah. And then it's frustrating. Grant got a lot of praise for bringing in guys like Bellinelli and Ilyasova. They kind of made a difference down the end. But, like, seeing Jason Tatum play and the way he kind of lit us up. It's just frustrating that Fultz for that number three plus a first rounder for Fultz. When you look at, like, what Jason Tatum was doing during that series, putting up 20 plus a game. And then we ended up with a guy who can't even get on the court.
Exactly the word. Thank you.
Because you kind of like, could you envision like if we would have stayed at three, got Tatum, you put Tatum in this lineup, like we would have won the series. Like that was like the difference.
I could envision that very easily. Yes, I can. Very easily. I could see that. Very, very easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I make a quick Phillies point too?
Yeah, one more
point. Some good buzz, some good rumors. Like Manny Machado might be available at the trade deadline. Do you pull the trigger if you're the Phillies and go all in on him?
Well, you just got to see what it comes down to, but I think he's a young superstar, so you'd be hard-pressed not to. So there.
Or do you wait, like, off-season and kind of save that money for, like, a Bryce Harper?
I think off-season might be more operative, but who knows? I don't know what sort of position they'll be in another 8 weeks
or
whenever the trade deadline.
Kind of over, like a Crawford or somebody else and put a package
together.
Yeah,
it would have to be someone big
now.
Like that because that's
what happened with Markel.
What?
No, that.
I'm not going to tell you unsubstantiated.
No,
we got
some inside information. Let's hear what's going on.
No, he doesn't. He's got unsubstantiated rumor mills, and I'm not going to subject the people to that.
All right, well, unconfirmed.
Thank you, Chris.
No, I'm
going to
reveal all
that.
I'm sending an email.
No, you're not. N-O-T.
Let's hear the scoop.
So
what's the scoop? Come on. Oh, come on. You're letting me down.
I'll give you the scoop in a second, maybe. I'm trying to... Anyway, what's up?
Trying to hang up on him.
Yeah. No.
All right, relax.
What?
You saying goodbye to him?
Yeah, he's good.
You're not going to tell us about what's going on with Markel? Come on.
I'll send
you
an email.
You're like the
media.
He's
got...
All right.
You made me hang up on him.
It's not exactly new. I mean, it's been out there. People just can't prove it.
Well, it's new to this show.
Yeah, you can look at it. Look it up right now.
I've never heard about it.
Look it up right now. It's out there. I'm not lying about that. Well, I'm knowing in a second if he decides to prove it. It's really not that big of a deal, man. It's not that big of a deal. No. You see it now? It's up there. You're a little...
I just typed in ATV actually, and I'm getting nothing. You got Markel Fultz mystery.
Yeah, it's going to talk about ATV in there. Look, read it.
Players Tribune. This is not good radio here.
Well, I just want you to get... Because I know it's going to talk about ATV BMX action in there. That's all. That's all I want you to read about it. Anyway. But this doesn't change. No matter what the first injury was, it doesn't change the fact that he can't shoot now, and that's not because of the ATV accident that may or may not have happened. Hello? It doesn't change that, right?
I don't know. I'm not seeing it. You're talking about this.
Just three. I'm telling you, it's going to be in there. That's why it came out. Yeah. I think it's important for the whole.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
All right,
do you get what I say? It doesn't change the fact that
you won't let me reveal the stats I heard on the. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, I just don't believe any of it. But go ahead, reveal.
There's no one on the air right now.
Well, good.
I was going to tell it to people that gave a hoot.
Yeah, people give a hoot.
You X'd them all out.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Anyway, you got more thoughts to share about the goings on?
Well, I think here's what is going to happen. I feel confident after Thursday night. Well, I don't think Covington should be – well, here's the deal. They're going to get LeBron, even though he was too upset that they're going to get him.
No, even your person that you put so much stock in, Tom Landry, only said 50-50.
I'll take it.
And you think he's like the GM of the team.
I'll take it. And it makes more sense to happen than not. So,
obviously it does. He's like the second or third best player or the best of all time. So, of course.
It's going to be LeBron's coming here. J.J.'s going to re-sign 2 years, $12 million, okay? They're going to sign Bellinelli and Ersan for $5 million for 1 year. And then they're going to take their 10th pick and get Bridges if he's still on the board.
That's
right?
What you
and
want
that's
him
the
to
roster.
Do. Okay.
That's the roster. That is the complete roster.
I saw
the starters will be In the backcourt, it'll be Ben.
It'll be the same. Ben, Reddick, Covington, Dorian Embiid. Nothing will change.
Not Covington.
Who will it be?
Well, Bridges can maybe start. You can, no,
maybe.
LeBron.
LeBron's here. I forget.
You got Joel,
LeBron.
Who's the other forward?
What? LeBron, Dorian, Embiid.
Oh, yeah, Dorian, right. Embiid, exactly. That's your starters. Reddick. Then coming off the bench, yeah, Fultz trying to get things right, Bridges, Ersan, Marco, and that's
it. Doesn't make much sense to me if you have LeBron James and you draft a player like him, because I believe, you know, Bridges is like him. They got some of the same skills as LeBron, and you want.
Oh, come on.
But
he's not
as good, but, you know, they got some of the overlapping skills.
They're not anywhere near. How are they? He doesn't drive to the basket like.
LeBron just had 3 threes and a quarter in game 2, whatever that was. 21 and a quarter. I mean, come on.
There's your 5, and then I got. Nine.
Yeah, you're gonna need.
Yeah, I don't know,
backup center. You're probably gonna go, but. You can get some in their place.
I mean, Holmes, they think he's leaving, but I don't know.
What's he leaving for? There's no place for him to be a restricted free agent, but no one's going to do anything.
TLC's gone.
What's he gone from?
He said he's gone.
Why?
Why is he gone?
Yeah.
Now, do you think Who Eflin's on the hump today?
Who's that?
Go over there, or what do you think's gonna happen with the Warriors? Are they gonna win the next 2, and then that series is over?
No, I think it'll be 2-2 going.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Like Houston to win the series?
Well, no, I don't. I didn't say that at all. But
who do you like to win the series?
I think the Warriors will win, but
and what?
7-6. 6-7, but there's a reason why they won 65 games.
I say they win 6. They win these next 2. Then lose, then come back and win.
They have a formula that.
They could actually win at 5. Who knows?
No, they got a formula that works, and I think they're going to harden. People are motivating and realize that they can play with them now, and let's go. So that will happen tomorrow.
The Cavs, is that over in 4?
No, I don't think so.
They win 1?
Yes. Yeah, I do indeed think they'll win.
Then the Phils, I see that the Mets, which I, of course, have an extra rooting interest against because of my coworker being annoying.
I know.
I do see they're over 500, 2 games or 7 in the last division.
Yeah, they've been a pitiful 10-18 since they started 11-1. So there you go.
Oh, is that right?
10-8.
No, they were 13-1 at one point.
No,
which is amazing.
12-2 and then 13-2.
11-1.
Well,
I thought it was
13-1
for
no.
some reason.
No. 11-1. But still 10-18 in the last since
Well, I like our chances here. I really do.
Yeah, they're on pace.
Best home record in the whole entire baseball.
Really? Best home record.
6-6? Is anyone else? Yankees are 18-7. That's even better.
More luck.
Oh gosh. Yeah, 1 more loss to 2 more wins. That's pretty dang good. All right, so they're right there, though.
Yeah, 6th best record in the league.
In baseball?
Yeah.
I mean, they're right. They can't get over. They keep being a half a game back on the Braves. They can't get
over. The Braves lost last night. They would have no shot to be in first place.
They lose, we lose. We cannot take advantage of the of jumping over them. We're 7-3 last 10. They're 7-3 last 10. Both lost 1. We're +38. They're +57. So they put some runs up. They allow more. They've allowed 168. We've allowed 160. But they score some runs. 225 to 190. 225. That's the most in the league. It's the most in the National League. Look at that. The Cubbies putting up 217. They're second to last in the division.
What is their record?
Behind the Yankees, Red Sox are 1, Yankees
Braves 3. What is the Cubs record?
Cubbies are 23-18.
For somebody saying you were not going to be very engaged in the playoffs, by the way, you've been sucked in, as I know you would, so I just want to put that in the record. You said you were going to be done with them.
I'm not enjoying them. They're getting me in a bad mood.
You're watching every...
I see this at Ellie's point that we want the Celtics to win, so LeBron thinks he has no chance and walks away.
No, I think the series is going to have no bearing on it. Just sit here, whatever it may be.
Six months ago?
No, I did not.
I think it was helped by seeing how good we were in the playoffs, but and there's no way he wants to go where Kyrie is. Just no way.
There's a team in California that he could make.
Who's that?
And it's called the LA Lakers.
Oh, he feels like starting that whole nonsense up to go play with who?
Paul George, Boogie Cousins. I mean, come on.
Neither of which are there. You
think he would get in there.
Why does he want to go where he has so much to live up to?
He can start the next...
Kobe era, the Shaq era, the Magic era.
He can start the next phase of his life.
He's at the end. He just needs to get like another chip.
That's why he wants to start the next phase of his life. TV, movies.
This roster set. You're saying bigger.
Yeah.
Are there any rumors of his kids checking out private schools there?
Well, unsubstantiated, I guess.
In L.A.?
No, I'm talking about them back to here.
No, they're absolutely substantiated here. I'm not
so sure.
They're totally backed up. MLB ranked top 100. What's that?
Oh, in the beef one. Anyway.
Oh, Trout is clear number one. Is this old? Oh, yeah. Or April. Not that old. Actually.
A month ago. Abril. I want to ask you a question. I know you're
And you thought it was an unproductive night.
No, I didn't think unproductive. I just don't know. The thing that Tom Landry said is going to happen. But I have another question. You seem to bristle at the notion that Brett was severely outcoached in the series, do you?
He was outcoached in that. Stevens seems to be like a little mastermind. He finds the mismatches and he exploits them, boy.
Every time.
And he does the match. And I was ripping Landry saying that they shouldn't have been doing the stupid switching and Joel
up high, straight away threes, and
he said...
That's the way of the league these days.
I'm like, why? He's like, you can't stay down by the lane. I'm like, near it.
That's the way.
Stay down near it. Live and die by them shooting.
That's the way to lead. Everybody switches. Warriors switch. Rockets.
Warriors have, like, interchangeable parts. We have a big, giant oaf. It's not interchangeable. I don't want him covering the
league. Well, he can make threes. Why can't he cover them?
Just go to the hole. Obviously, the end of the game, the Horford play twice, inbounds plays. To win games, tie games, killer.
Yeah.
Because they get Joel, suck him out.
The truth is, if Bellinelli's foot was a little beyond the line, the series would have been different. But, you know, it could not have been.
Right.
It could have been 4-1.
And if they didn't blow a 22-point lead. Like, who blows a 22-point playoff?
Well, you had to know that they were going to do it because it's what they do. They did it in the regular season.
They didn't, and then they didn't do it for a long time.
Yeah. But
you're right. The game I went to.
Yeah, you went to there, and if he's won 8 inches, it would have been a tad different. It could not have been. It still might have been 4-1, but if it wasn't.
Sad. Annoying.
But Horford, it's a
he's a monster.
Yeah.
He's so annoying.
And when people question why he makes $30 million, I think you saw it in that series, didn't you? Why he makes the...
He's continually doing it.
Uh-huh. That's what...
That just bothers me. But the Celtics just bothers... I can never get over it. I hate watching them. I hate everything about
them. That's why the rivalry is going to be so good for the next decade.
It is going to be. But I don't want to see them leap forward and get one and be like,
get a championship? Is that what you're talking
about?
No, I don't think they're going to be getting any championship this year. Maybe. Man.
Todd was saying he thinks they can hang with the Warriors.
Landry was saying that?
Yeah.
Well, of course you believe what he said, but I don't...
It's the first time I've ever even engaged with him in the conversation.
Well, you seem to be sucked in already, but I just don't believe it. Hopefully these series can be competitive and it could be all right. but I don't know.
They're not. They're already kind of well. The Celtics one is proving not competitive. All right, it kind of looks ridiculous. It's LeBron with nobody else, and it looks stupid. That team's horrible to watch. They're not even entertaining to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does all this stuff, and then when he chooses to be like to let other people do stuff, he just stands around. It's not like he's like engaged. He just like kind of stands around and lets them do their thing.
Doing that. What do you mean? He doesn't play defense? Are we speaking
not,
of that?
No, on offense.
Offense.
On offense, he's made a decision he's going to let other people do something that he'll just kind of like walk around and then stand outside three-point land, like not really like interacting, moving, exchanging.
The whole team doesn't interact, pick, interact, fool.
Passing.
I mean, they don't. Right.
He's just standing, and it's annoying to watch.
But you think he's going to be on the team and we're going to win 5 championships for them?
I think he's going to be on the team and we'll have the best record in the league the whole entire year from the first game on.
It's coming fast. When you're not 6 weeks, you're going to know.
I know. That's great about the NBA. It happens right after the season takes forever to end. Then when it ends, it's boom. Like, once you get to July 4th, it's showtime. Fireworks in the air, fireworks in the league.
The draft and free agency, bang.
And I do think free agency should be before the draft. I don't like it this way.
You know, which one are they going to move, free agency or the draft?
I kind of like the NFL better.
Well, still it's close, but
NFL
it's before.
NFL goes free agency.
It's the March, in the beginning of March.
And then they do the draft, so you know who you need. This one... You draft, and then all of a sudden, no, my bad. But this one, you draft first.
Yeah, maybe.
Then all of a sudden, you get free agents. Like, oh, we could get this guy. We wouldn't have drafted this guy if we, you know.
Well, you still know who you're going to go after, though.
You know you're going to go after, you don't know if you're going to nail him. The draft, you don't, you're right. Same thing. You don't know if you're going to nail in the draft either.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure eventually they will. They might even scratch the draft or put the draft in the third round, but I don't think the draft is gonna stay the way it is now for very long. I think there's gonna be major change.
What
too.
One round?
Either get rid of it or put a third round there.
Why would you get a third round? They've gotten rid of all those extra rounds.
No, I think.
I think
people want a third round, so get a third round.
Why do they want a third round? The second rounders don't even contribute or make the team.
Well,
I just want to add another round of that nonsense.
Then just get rid of the whole process.
You have free agents, undrafted free agents.
Get rid of the whole process, then. Just
the draft?
Yeah.
Come on. And then what?
Do it some other way.
Oh, gosh. Why are you coming up with something so radical right now? 11:29.
It's not radical. People have talked about it, but I don't think it's going to happen. But, you know.
Is Bridges going to be there? We got 20 seconds. Bridges going to be there?
I think he'll be here. If not, it'll be one or two
people. What about DiVincenzo?
Well, I think Spellman's coming back. I think they're all coming back.
DiVincenzo could help on this team. He can do everything.
Well, I sort of...
Do you think he's better than Bridges? He might be.
I think Branson could contribute in this team.
Oh, come on.
What?
Actually, on this team, he could.
Yes, he could.
But
he's a great facilitator. That's it. All right, we're done.